Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Brostrom of the Senate. And then after that, we're going to have Rabbi Abram of Mount Sinai from Jerusalem, Israel, will also give a prayer. Then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Brostrom.
We give you thanks that we as a nation have a great debt to pay to our Judeo-Christian heritage. And so we give you thanks again for those who learned to walk with you and to blaze that path before us. We thank you for the Jewish people who called upon you as Yahweh 6,800 times in the Old Testament. And some have said that that's the first name that we speak when we're born. As we breathe in, we say Yah. And as we exhale, we say Weh. And some have said that's the last name that we say when we die. As we breathe in and say Yah, and then exhale and say Weh. And so our Maker, our Creator, we give you thanks. We ask again that we as a nation would know what it is to follow you in your ways. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rabbi.
Eil male rachamim shochen b'mirumim. המצאי מנוחה נכונה על כנפי השכינה במעלות קדושים וטהורים מזהיר מנשמת אחינו ואחיותינו. We are praying for our brothers and sisters, veterans and soldiers in the United States, especially Montana and Israel IDF, שהלכו לעולמם, בעבור שאנו מפלים בעד הסגרת נשתם, בגני עדן תהיה מנוחתם, לכן בעל הרחמים, יסתירהו בסדר נפל לעולמים. We ask in God, please remember the good deeds. Let's learn from them. Never to forget. לכן בלך מהסתר בסתם לעולמי מצרור בצורך האמת נשמתם. אדוני הוא נחלתם וינוחו בשל משכבם. All of them, the sacrifice themselves, for sure will never forget. They should go straight, those that died to the Garden of Eden. But those with us, we have to remember them and to help them and to never, to always appreciate them. And the main thing is to be united together. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Senator Beard.
Mr. President, 47 members are present. Senators Friedel, Beard, and Emmerich are excused.
Quorum being present, Senate's ready for business. Members, go to order business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are convened in Education and Cultural Resources report that House Bills 288, 352, 393, 549, 562, and 833 be concurred in, and that House Bill 321 be concurred in as amended. Senator Daniel Solomon, Chair. Mr. President, we are convened in Finance and Claims report that House Bill 2 be concurred in as amended. Senator John S., Chair. Mr. President, we are convened in Local Government report that Senate Joint Resolution 21 do pass as amended, that House Bill 938 be concurred in, and that House Bills 469, 927, and 948 be concurred as amended. Senator Chris Friedel, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Natural Resources report that House Bill 928 be concurred in Senator Jeff Wellborn, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Public Health, Welfare, and Safety report that Senate Joint Resolution 25 do pass. Senator Tom McGilvery, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection, the committee reports are adopted. Go to order of business number 4.
Dear President Ellsworth, on Wednesday, April 19, 2023, I signed the following bills. Senate Bill 1, Solomon. Senate Bill 13, Regeer. Senate Bill 67, McGilvery. Senate Bill 69, O'Brien. Senate Bill 98, Regeer. Senate Bill 111, Glim. The bills have been delivered to the Secretary of State's office. Sincerely, Greg Gianforte, Governor. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business number 5. Messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm Director of the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The House of Representatives on April 19th failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 738, and by motion, the Speaker was authorized to appoint a conference committee and request the Senate appoint a like committee to confer on Senate amendments to House Bill 738. The Speaker appointed the following members, Representatives Fitzgerald, Green, and Sullivan. The House of Representatives has acceded to the request of the Senate and has authorized the Speaker to appoint a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate on Governor's amendments to Senate Bill 6. The Speaker appointed the following members, Representatives Nickel, Welch, and Cafaro. The House of Representatives has acceded to the request of the Senate and has authorized the Speaker to appoint a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate on House Amendments to Senate Bill 247. The Speaker appointed the following members, Representatives Galloway, Kmetz, and Buckley. Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. Senate amendments to the following were concurred on third reading. House Bills 296, 385, 443, 513, and 625. The following Senate bills were on this day, with these several times concurred in title and history agreed to on Hertz return to the Senate. Senate Bill 332, Hertz. Senate Bill 362, Morjo. Senate Bill 521, Bands. I am directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that House of Representatives on April 19th concurred in the Senate amendments to Senate Bill 99. Senator Fuller. The following Senate bills were on this day, with three several times concurred in as amended title and history agreed to, and are hereth returned to the Senate for concurrence and House amendments. Senate Bill 47, Manzella. Senate Bill 229, Usher. Senate Bill 531, Solomon. Senate Bill 558, Morjo. Senate Bill 561, Heinbaugh. Senate Bill 564, McGilvery. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business number 6, first reading commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Resolutions 72 through 74 and Senate Joint Resolutions 30 through 34 have been introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 17, introduced by Fox, a bill for an act entitled Joint Resolution Recognizing Veterans and Military Service.
Senate Joint Resolution 17 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Bartel, Wagner. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
47 have voted yes. Senate Joint Resolution 17 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 19, just by Bogner, a bill for an act entitled Joint Resolution for Honor and Remember a Medallion.
Senate Joint Resolution 19 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
47 have voted yes. Senate Joint Resolution 19 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 38, introduced by Brown. A bill for an act entitled General Revised Sex Offender Level Designations.
Senate Bill 38 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Does every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
47 have voted yes. Senate Bill 38 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 51, just by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Procurement.
Senate Bill 51 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator McKamey. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
46 haven't voted yes, one haven't voted no. Senate Bill 51 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 73, introduced by McGilvery, a bill for an act entitled to clarify agencies' duty to prevent inspection for legislative audit purposes.
Senate Bill 73 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. Zero have voted no.
47 have voted yes. Senate Bill 73 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 136, introduced by Bertoglio, a bill for an act entitled Dot Montana Revised Unclaimed Property Act.
House Bill 136 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes. Three have voted no.
44 haven't voted yes. Three haven't voted no. House Bill 136 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 137, introduced by Oblander, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Laws Related to the Board of Behavioral Health.
House Bill 137 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. Zero have voted no.
47 have voted yes. House Bill 137 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 163, introduced by Running Wolf, a bill for an act entitled Revise and Extend Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force.
House Bill 163 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 have voted yes. Two have voted no.
45 haven't voted yes. Two haven't voted no. House Bill 163 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill Senate Bill 280, introduced by Lang, a bill for an act entitled Revised Bird Dog Training Laws.
Senate Bill 280 has been run through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. Zero have voted no.
47 have voted yes. Senate Bill 280 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 295, introduced by Gillespie, a bill for an act entitled Revising Laws to Accommodate Grizzly Bear Delisting.
Senate Bill 295 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes. 12 have voted no.
35 haven't voted yes. 12 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 295 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 322, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Election Laws and Organizational Operations of Committee.
Senate Bill 322 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 42 have voted yes. 5 have voted no.
42 haven't voted yes. 5 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 322 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 372, introduced by Fielder, a bill for an act entitled Established Right to Hunt in Constitution.
House Bill 372 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 26 have voted yes. 21 have voted no.
26 haven't voted yes. 21 haven't voted no. House Bill 372 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 380, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Healthcare Insurance Laws.
Senate Bill 380 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes. 3 have voted no.
44 haven't voted yes. 3 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 380 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 393, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Revised Campaign Finance Laws.
Senate Bill 393 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 have voted yes. 15 have voted no.
32 haven't voted yes. 15 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 393 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 485, introduced by Kazmaier, a bill for an act entitled Revised Tax Rates for Stripper Oil Production.
House Bill 485 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
31 have voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 485 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 487, introduced by Kastmeyer, a bill for an act entitled Prohibit Seed Cleaning Conditioning Without Declaration.
House Bill 487 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 41 have voted yes. 6 have voted no.
41 haven't voted yes. 6 haven't voted no. House Bill 47 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 597, introduced by Durham, a bill for an act entitled General Revising Laws Related to Reallocation of 911 Fees.
House Bill 597 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Senator Treves. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
47 have voted yes. House Bill 597 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 836, introduced by Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Revised Insurance Laws Relating to Regulatory Waivers.
House Bill 836 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
47 haven't voted yes, 0 haven't voted no. House Bill 836 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 902, introduced by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Driving Laws.
House Bill 902 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
31 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 902 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 918, introduced by Buckley, a bill for an act entitled Eliminating DPHHS Registration Requirement of Daycare Homes for Zoning Purposes.
House Bill 918 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
46 haven't voted yes. 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 918 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 922, introduced by Keenan, a bill for an act entitled Require DPHHS to Develop and Implement an Olmstead Plan.
House Bill 922 would have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
47 haven't voted yes. House Bill 922 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 937, introduced by Sheldon Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Provide for Licensure of Abortion Clinics.
House Bill 937 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 27 have voted yes. 20 have voted no.
27 haven't voted yes. 20 haven't voted no. House Bill 937 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Will Senator Mandeville please take the chair?
Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 53. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Resolution 53, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana recognizing the service of Mike Dennison, a Montana news person.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you have before you Senate Resolution 53. What is your pleasure, Mr. President?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having it under consideration, Senate Resolution 53, we recommend the same to adopt. Mr. Chair.
President Ellsworth.
Mr. Chair, this is for Mike Dennison. He spent a lot of time here in the Capitol, certainly did a lot of work with, I think, pretty much every member that's here in one way, shape, or another. I've always known the man to be fair, honest, and I wouldn't have brought this in front of us unless this gentleman really did have a history in the Capitol here, serving 30 years with his news organizations and being fair, I think, is something nowadays we just have to acknowledge, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor care to close? Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Ellsworth that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 53, that it recommend the same be adopted. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Molnar. Is absent. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 40 senators vote aye and 8 senators vote nay.
40 senators having voted aye and 8 having voted nay. Senate Resolution 53 has been adopted. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 7. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 7, introduced by Hopkins and Fitzpatrick, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Office of Budget and Program Planning, a bill for an act to Intel Act implementing the Reclamation and Development Grants Program, appropriating money to the DNRC for grants under the Reclamation and Development Grants Program, prioritizing project grants and amounts, establishing conditions for grants, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 9.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 7. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee has read and report after having under consideration that it recommend the House Bill 7 be concurred in, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Thank you very much. Today I bring you House Bill 7. House Bill 7, as you heard in the opening, is by Representative Hopkins and Fitzpatrick. It comes to us through Section F, which also includes Representative Tuss and Speaker Regeer. And on the Senate side is Senator Cuff, Senator Boldman, and myself, Senator Lang. House Bill 7 is a reclamation and development grant program and includes $5.6 million in appropriations. It is administered by the DNRC and provides grants to identify the people of the state for the effects of mineral development and to meet the other crucial state needs. The dedicated revenues of this program are provided through the natural resource product, an account which is derived from the interest from the Resource Indemnity Trust and the Resource Indemnity and Groundwater Taxes and the oil and natural gas. House Bill 7 contains approximately $5.6 million, $2 million which is in planning grants. $3.7 million is 10 different projects, including mining, dam rehabilitation, and hazardous waste cleanup project. The legislature has made no changes to this bill from the governor's proposal. Mr. Chairman.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Lang, that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 7, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator McCamey. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye.
49 senators having voted aye, 0 having voted nay. House Bill 7 has been concurred in. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 9. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 9, introduced by Hopkins by request of the Office of Budget and Program Planning, a bill for an act entitled an act establishing priorities for cultural and aesthetic project grant awards, appropriating money for cultural and aesthetic grants, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 9. What is your pleasure, Senator Cuff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 9 that recommend the same be concurred in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 9, this is part of the Section F work that we've budget subcommittee group. And other members of the committee include Chairman Mike Hopkins from the House, Representatives Paul Tuss and John Fitzpatrick, also Senator Lang, Senator Boldman out of the Senate. Did a good piece of work this year. House Bill 9 is the Culture and Aesthetic Grants Program bill. It includes $586,876 in appropriations. The program provides grant funding for cultural and aesthetic projects across the state. The grants are funded through the interest earnings of the statutory trust, which receives 0.63% of coal severance tax revenues. That's one of the sub-buckets within the coal trust that was set up long ago for these kind of projects. House Bill 9 includes two appropriations amounting to $558,876, which will fund 65 grant projects administered by the Montana Arts Council, and those are on down in the bill. Also, $30,000 to the Historical Society for works of art for the buildings in this beautiful Capitol complex. The legislature has adopted House Bill 9 as proposed by the executive. And all grant recipients will state that their projects are funded in part by the Coal Trust. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Cuff, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Cuff that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 9, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Cuff, Senator Esp, Senator Hayman, Senator Esp. Is absent. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 37 senators vote aye and 12 senators vote nay.
37 senators having voted yea, 12 having voted nay, House Bill 9 has been concurred in on second reading.
Mr. Chairman, I want to move to pass consideration of House Bill 925 by Representative Brewster for the day.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 11. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 11, introduced by Jay Fitzpatrick, by request to the Office of Budget and Program Planning, a bill for an act entitled Act appropriating money from the Montana Coal Endowment Special Revenue Account to the Department of Commerce for infrastructure projects, emergency grants for financial assistance to local government, and infrastructure planning grants, authorizing grants from the Montana Endowment Special Revenue Account, placing conditions on grants and funds, appropriating money from the Montana Coal Endowment Regional Water System Special Revenue Account to the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation for financial assistance to regional water authorities for regional water system projects, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 11.
Members, you have before you House Bill 11. What is your pleasure, Senator Cuff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 11, that the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you. Members of the Senate, House Bill 11 consists of the Regional Water Program Project Funding, found in Section 7. House Bill 11. There are four regional water systems. These are huge, big projects that we've worked on year after year ever since I've been here in 2011. They're called Dry Prairie, Dry Redwater, North Central, and Central Montana. The funds allocated through this program help pay the non-federal cost share of these projects. The regional water systems also pay non-federal cost share. Regional water systems help provide water to communities and individuals who do not have enough water or who have poor water quality. Revenue from the interest earnings of the Regional Water Trust will pay these costs. The estimated funding is $10 million for the 2025 biennium. Funding is generated from the interest earned in this Regional Water Trust. Construction of these systems is an important part of Montana's future. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation administrates these programs. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your attention.
Are there amendments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion, Senator Regeer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does the sponsor yield to a question?
Senator Cuff?
I will.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, are all of these projects funded or only to a certain number on here?
There's a portion. Each of these districts receive a portion of the funding.
Follow-up?
Senator Cuff, do you continue to yield?
I do.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I don't quite follow that. We've got quite a few listed here, different towns, areas across the state through number 40. Are all of them funded?
Just a second. Let me pull a bill up.
Okay.
Through the chair, please.
Yes, these are additional projects in 11. All of these are funded.
All of them are. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Cuff, do you care to close?
Close.
Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion, Senator Cuff, that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 11, that it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye and 0 having voted no. House Bill 11 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 12. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 12, introduced by Hopkins, by request of the Office of Budget and Program Planning, a bill for an act entitled NAC appropriating money from the Historic Preservation Grant Program account to the Department of Commerce for historic preservation projects, authorizing grants from the Historic Preservation Grant Program account, placing conditions on grants and funds, providing an appropriation, amending sections, and providing an effective date and a termination date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 11.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 12. What is your pleasure? Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 12, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
Mr. Chairman, continuing in the infrastructure funding through Section F, House Bill 12 is a historic preservation grant program. It is funded by a share of the bed tax. This session is only the second time the grant program was before the legislature. And I might point out, basically, this fund started out over the big money generated for the big building right across the street from the Capitol. And as we passed that bill several years ago, I insisted that a portion of those bed tax funds be scattered around the rest of the state besides Helena. So that became the origination of the funding for this one and continues. The statutory criteria for grant awards includes the following: support of economic activity or stimulus, purpose and need of the proposed project, project timeline and matching funds, state historic or heritage value, experience or capacity of the grantee to complete the proposed project, ongoing and future state economic benefits. As the subcommittee processed this bill by reviewing the proposed projects, it sought to add some additional sideboards to the program, which include: a significant portion of the facility must be open to public access. projects which solely confer a private benefit would not be eligible. The project should have some immediate use after project completion. The project should be under contract by September 30th of the even-numbered year prior to the legislature. The grantee may be granted an extension to that requirement if the project site experiences a fire or other form of casualty, or if the grantee could not obtain services of a qualified contractor. As received from drafting, there was funding available for the first 29 projects only. The committee eliminated six projects completely, principally those associated with private sector businesses. In addition, some funding was trimmed down from 14 projects. The committee attempted to fund that portion of the application which constituted historical preservation and removed things like modern security systems or windows that went beyond the historic preservation. These cuts allowed the funding of all of the remaining projects. All of the money in the fund is fully appropriated with this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor care to close?
I do close.
Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Cuff that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 12, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye and 4 having voted nay. House Bill 12 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 845. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 845, introduced by Carlin, Mercer, and Smith, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to the distribution of the Montana Code annotated in electronic format, providing that the state government agency is entitled to electronic copies of the Montana Code annotated at a reduced cost, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 845. What is your pleasure, Senator Ellis?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 845, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Mr. Chair.
Senator Ellis.
House Bill 845 allows electronic copies of the Montana Code annotated folio version to be available for download to state employees at cost, which is only $1 for a royalty fee. After each legislative session, attorneys in the Legislative Services Division put together a new version of the Montana Code annotated. They actually produced two versions of the MCA. The simpler one is the one we see in our books that are in all our committee rooms. On the electronic version is actually annotated, and it has legislative histories, it has attorney general opinions, it has court cases, etc. And it's used a lot when our staff drafts bills. House Bill 845 allows other state employees, including attorneys from like the Office of Public Defender, our agencies, state agencies, the Attorney General's office, to download the MCA folio version electronically at cost. The MCA folio is currently available to legislators and currently difficult for state attorneys to obtain. This version of the MCA is not generally available because it's done by Montana Legislative Service attorneys. House Bill 845 will allow the purchase at cost, and it will save time and legal resources for Montana. I urge a due pass.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor care to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Ellis, and when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 845, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator O'Brien? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye and 0 having voted no. House Bill 845 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 855. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 855, introduced by Smith and others, a bill for an act entitled an act allowing a plaque or other item of tribute commemorating Charles S. Johnson, Montana's longest-serving State House reporter, to be placed in a State Capitol Complex building or on the grounds of the State Capitol Complex, requiring private funding, establishing a special revenue account, providing that the Montana Historical Society procure the item and administer funds for that purpose, providing an appropriation amending sections, providing for contingent voidness, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1-6.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 855. What is your pleasure, Senator Cuff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 855, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
Mr. Chairman, we've talked about this man on the floor before. We're talking about Charles S. Chuck Johnson. Most of us know him as Chuck Johnson. This bill would allow for a plaque or other item of tribute commemorating Charles Johnson, longest-serving State House reporter, to be placed in the Capitol Complex buildings or on the grounds, requiring private funding, state special revenue account, providing the Montana Historical Society procure their item and administrate funds for that purpose. Now, Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to read all through this bill. You all have it on your desk. I will tell you this. I attended college with Chuck Johnson. I think out of the 4 years or five that the two of us were there, I was a year ahead of him. His career probably was the most distinguished out of all the folks that came through the school of journalism in that five-year period. Chuck, actually at his funeral, I was reminded of some things that he had done throughout his career. But a big thing is he was 50 years the Capitol reporter here for the Capitol. And he dated back to the days of the Constitutional Convention in 72. Now, as people pass on, we frequently, their legend grows. I think Chuck Johnson would say, we talk about it, he was the fairest man, and talk about him being pretty perfect. Chuck Johnson would say, hey, he's not so perfect. He was a common guy. He made some mistakes. He disappointed some people that he reported on. Doesn't mean he did not want to be fair. He wanted to, and he hung with it, and he reported here for half a century. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I will close my opening. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator, you care to close?
Yes, I would close, and I think I probably covered all the points. It seems strange not to have him here in the Capitol with us. So happened I was his friend away from here as well. We attended church together. Seems funny not to see him in the church view. It seems funny not to have him here in the Capitol with us. Give it a green light. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Cuff that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 855, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 36 senators vote aye and 13 senators vote nay.
36 senators having voted aye and 13 having voted no. House Bill 855 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 852. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 852, introduced by Cohenour and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising the Honor and Remember Act, including the Space Force as a component of the United States Armed Forces, providing for the creation of a commemorative memorial coin for family members of eligible veterans, providing for distribution of memorial coins to family members, providing a definition and amending sections.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 852. What is your pleasure, Senator Fox?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 852, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Fox.
As you can see in the title, House Bill 852 revises the Honor and Remember Act to provide for the creation of a commemorative coin for the family members of eligible veterans, both active and reserve. It also recognizes the Space Force as a component of the U.S. Armed Forces. An eligible veteran means a veteran of the United States Armed Forces who was a citizen of Montana at any time during the veteran's military service and is authorized by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for military honors. The commemorative coin will be presented much like the U.S. flag is at the deceased veteran's services or shortly thereafter. Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Fox, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Fox, that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 852, they recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Is there a member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Lang. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye and 0 having voted nay, House Bill 852 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 840. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 840, introduced by Marshall, a bill for an act entitled an act revising the tobacco tax allocation for the operation and maintenance of state veterans' nursing homes, providing an appropriation amending section and providing an effective date and an applicability date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members, you have before you House Bill 840. What is your pleasure, Senator Treves?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 840, that it recommends same be concurred in.
Senator Treves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. So I'll read from the description of fiscal impact on the fiscal note. So HB 840 increases the minimum cigarette tax revenue allocated to the operation and maintenance of state veterans nursing homes from $4 million to $5 million. The amount allocated to this fund would be 8.3% of the cigarette tax revenue, or $5 million, up from $4 million, whichever is greater. By raising the minimum amount distributed to veterans' homes, revenue that would have been distributed to the general fund would be diverted to the veterans' home special revenue account beginning in fiscal year 2026. And then just on the back of that fiscal note, you can see the total HJ2 cigarette tax collections, the allocation to veterans' homes, and 8.3% as the tobacco tax declines would decline here too. That's why it's 8.3%, or in this case now up to $5 million, whichever is greater. So that's what this does. Thanks.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does sponsor care to close? Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Treves that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 840, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators having voted aye and 1 having voted no. House Bill 840 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 915. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 915, introduced by Mercer, a bill for an act entitled an act submitting to the qualified electors of Montana an amendment to Article 7, Section 8 of the Montana Constitution to revise the method of selection for justices of the Montana Supreme Court and providing a delayed effective date and an applicability date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 915. What is your pleasure, Senator Heinbaugh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 915, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Heinbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We should give the voters a chance to decide whether the Constitution should be amended so that the Supreme Court justices are approved by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The Constitution adopted it in 1972 that it allows for elections of the Supreme Court justices. This system requires attorneys who want to be justices into politicians. The minority report at the Constitutional Convention said this causes five problems. One of the problems is the necessity that the judge deemed himself and his position by seeking campaign funds. Number two, the fact that the wrong people can make contributions. Number three, the fact that lawyers are the biggest contributors and solicitors of campaign funds to detriment of themselves than candidates. The fact that the candidate with the most money to spend is most likely to win, regardless of merit. The fact that the appearance of justice suffers in the process. There's one other one. Lots of attorneys who would be good justices will never be willing to become politicians. A delegate at the Constitutional Convention who ran for the Supreme Court before serving as a CONCON delegate stated, "I didn't trust myself not to give a little edge to the fellow who had given me $500 over the fellow who hadn't given me $500. He concluded that this is rather terrible and terrifying system. A lot has changed since 1972. Earlier this month, in Wisconsin, a race for an associate judge position on the Supreme Court of the state Supreme Court spent $45 million to win that election. Independent expenditures by third parties and contributions to candidates are a threat to our system of justice. As a retired member of the Montana Supreme Court said in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, substantial financial support of a judicial candidate, whether contributions to the judge's campaign committee or independent expenditures, can influence a judge's future decisions, both consciously and unconsciously. Enormous special interest expenditures in state judicial elections are threatening one of the Constitution's most central guarantees, the right to due process and a fair trial. The compelling state interest in maintaining fair, impartial courts has been endangered by the surge in judicial campaign spending, creating the appearance and expectation that judges are beholden to some special interest. Taken together, these results demonstrate that the public perceives campaign cash to affect judicial decisions. This growing belief that the justice is for sale undermines public confidence in the courts and diminishes the integrity of all judicial decisions. The erosion of public confidence in the judiciary is more than an academic issue. It reflects a fundamental concern with the ongoing viability of the judicial system as we know it. I encourage a yes.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members. Montanans proudly vote to elect all of their judges, and especially our Supreme Court justices. Before you vote on House Bill 915, please ask yourself this question. Why would we substitute the people's right to elect their own judges for a group of politicians, that's us plus the governor, as the selectors of people's judges? We are politicians for better and for worse, but Montanans would like to retain their right to elect their own judges. Please vote no.
There being no further discussion, Senator Heimbaugh, do you care to close?
Yeah, I sure would. And I guess the comment by several justices in this piece of paper that I laid on the desk here is that they're scared of getting contributions from people and then being able to treat them fair when it gets to, when they're in court. And I think you know, as we look at how we do it in the United States and how we do it in a lot of places, I think it makes sense to have them appointed. It's no more political to do that than it is to see campaigns that are funded by lawyers and other people that are influenced by the justice system. I think we can see even in our own state how much money is spent on these things, and I think it's important for us to look at this situation and again give the voters a chance to make their own decision. Thank you. Let's give it a green light.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator Heimbaugh that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 915 that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Brown. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 24 senators vote aye and 25 senators vote nay.
24 senators having voted aye and 25 having voted nay. House Bill 915 has failed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you House amendments to Senate Bill 144. What is your pleasure, Senator Temple?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Amendment to Senate Bill 144 do be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Temple.
Those guys down in the House did a great job. If you look on line 15, page 1, they put a roof and a door and windows in this unit. Did a great job. Vote green.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Temple, do you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Temple, the one this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 144. I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye and one having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 144 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 149. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when House, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 116, it recommend the same do not concur, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
So, members of the committee, I recommend do not concur on this. This moved forward. Penalties for false reporting and child protective services reporting cases for false reports. It would apply to anonymous reporters and reporters that are required to report nurses and teachers and such. And struck out the misdemeanor portion. This had the civil penalties still remaining here. And struck that on page 1, 22, and 23. And then inserted on page 2, any person who purposely or knowingly makes a false report is guilty of unsworn falsification to authorities as provided. I think that makes it weaker, and I would appreciate a yes for a do not concur.
Senator Lenz, I believe you may have moved the wrong bill. Would you like to amend your motion?
Oh, yeah, you better whistle. This is bad. Yes, I did. My head's getting all wound up here. Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 149, that it recommend the same be not concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
That's it. Vote yes on the do not concur.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's show our good friend across the aisle a little grace. We've got a lot on our plates these days, and he's carried a lot of bills. Members, I supported this bill on the floor the first time it came around, and I've done a lot of thinking on it. And I actually like the bill better without the misdemeanor in the bill. I don't like creating new crimes. We've done that a couple times here this session. I really appreciate the good sponsor and the work he's done in this area, but today I'm going to be a no on do not concur. Thank you.
Being no further discussion, Senator Lenz, do you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lenz that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 149 that it recommend the same do not be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 31 senators vote aye and 18 senators vote nay.
31 senators having voted aye and 18 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 149 have not been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 151. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 151, that I recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
Members of the committee, this is just coordinating language, and I recommend a yes on the do concur.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Lenz, do you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lenz that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Amendments to Senate Bill 151 that I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Pope. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye and 4 having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 151 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 195. What is your pleasure, Senator Treves?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 195, I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Treves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee, page 2 really has the change here, changed in the House local government. On line 20, it did say the department shall adopt rules that permit a place of religious worship to use its building space to accommodate temporary overnight visitors and such. What this did is now it reads the department shall permit, and it struck out adopt rules that. So that's the change here that the House local government committee made before it went to the floor over there and back to us.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Treves, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Treves. Then when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 195, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 33 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
33 senators having voted aye and 16 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 195 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 219. What is your pleasure, Senator Curdy?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee is right support after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 219 that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Curdy.
So, Mr. Chair and members, two changes. I'm sorry to the good senator from Billings who I've talked to about this, but the committee, the House Natural Resources Committee, shot down the shoot down provision in the bill, and they also limited obstruction to aerial activities only in Section 4. So it's still a good bill, gets the job done, and I appreciate it. I do concur, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Curdy, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Curdy, that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 219, I recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Senator Bartel, Senator Lang.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
48 senators having voted aye and one having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 219 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 169. What is your pleasure, Senator Hertz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 169, I recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this was a bill that had to do with punitive damage awards and being split between the state and the party. So the only change is on page 4, line 7. It basically just states this act does not apply to any punitive damages of $200,000 or less. This is a good amendment. Sometimes these punitive damages are small, and those smaller ones just relate to a specific individual, so I'd recommend a due pass. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the work on the bill, but it still doesn't address all of the concerns that I had initially, so I'll be a no on the amendment. Thank you.
There being no further discussion, Senator Hertz, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Hertz, that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 169, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator O'Brien. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 39 senators vote aye and 11 senators vote nay.
39 senators having voted aye and 11 having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 169 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 278. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise report after having had in consideration the Senate or the House amendments to Senate Bill 278, recommends the same be concurred in.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this bill does is this is the one that allows the legislature to intervene in lawsuits involving the constitutionality or the interpretation of statutes we pass in here. When they went to the House, they added an amendment that says that the ability to intervene is subject to having appropriation authority. That's on the second page. It just says if their officer can intervene if it's approved by the Legislative Council or if there's funding for the President or the Speaker. And then there's also language that says a sponsor is responsible for paying their own attorney's fees unless approved by Legislative Council. This is a good amendment. Hope you'll support it. And I just want to make something clear here when we're doing these amendments. You're just voting on the amendment to go on to the bill. The actual vote on the bill is on third. So just remember that when you're voting here. You're just voting on the amendment. You're not actually voting on the content of the bill. So ask for a green light.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion, Senator Gross?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I hope that I have spoken to the amendments. I believe that I have. Some sponsors may have money, bill sponsors may have money to go ahead and intervene in a lawsuit. Others may not. I don't think it's a very good amendment. Thank you.
There being no further discussion, Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 278, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Cuff. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
34 senators having voted aye and 16 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 278 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 328. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 328, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Lenz.
Just a couple items in here, coordination language. And then Representative Wendy Boy addressed on page 16. It was directing that Department of Public Health and Human Services shall consult with Indian tribes concerning the ICWA issues. He felt like this consultation already goes on based on the bill that he carried in previous sessions, and so he wanted to strike that. So I appreciate a yes for a do concur.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Lenz, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Lenz. That when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 328, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator O'Brien. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 41 senators vote aye and 9 senators vote nay.
41 senators having voted yes and 9 having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 328 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 351. What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 351 that recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got an email from somebody yesterday who said, look at page... Oh, no, I lost my bill. Look at the last page and look at page 5, number 8, if you see it on there. And this was an amendment that I had requested in the Senate side, and that was supposed to be on page 5, number 14. So that was caught literally last minute. That's why I was a do concur, but it actually doesn't make sense. A company has the sole authority to not disclose a consumer's genetic data when it's supposed to say a company may not disclose a consumer's genetic data. So the may is supposed to be the Attorney General may, and change that to a has the sole authority to not, or has the sole authority to enforce it, to ensure we don't have a crazy amount of private right of action lawsuits that happen in Illinois and something like this. So I'd appreciate everybody vote a hard no on this. That was my mistake in the Senate 3 months ago. I don't even get to blame my eye. This was not intended. So please vote no so I can fix that. Thanks.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, is this a motion to oppose or do concur with House amendments?
Mr. Chair, the motion was to concur.
Oh, I thought Senator Zolnikoff just said vote no.
Would Senator Zolnikoff yield to a question?
Mr. Chair, Senator Esp, I would.
Did you just urge us to vote no on a do concur?
Mr. Chair, Senator Esp, yes. When I got this bill back from the House amendments, they were great, and then they notified me that this bill is actually unworkable. So
Mr. Chairman, Senator Zolnikoff, I would just move a substitute motion to do not concur then. That's what you want to do.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a substitute motion to do not concur?
Senator Zolnikoff.
Now I'm asking you to vote yes to do not concur, because again, I thought this was great. That's why I checked the do concur, and then we caught this literally yesterday, and it was from one of the companies I'd worked with. So again, I'll take the blame. Please vote yes on a do not concur. Thank you.
Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Zolnikoff, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff that when this committee does rise in a report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 351, that the same be not concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Weber. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted yes and one having voted nay. House amendments to Senate Bill 351 have not been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 359. What is your pleasure, Senator Vermeer?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 359, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Vermeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These amendments, I'm good with it. These are the same amendments they were trying to get me to put on it when we had it on the Senate floor. And I think this is a good bill. And ask for green light. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Vermeer, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Vermeer. Then when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 359, that it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Usher, Senator Flowers. Senator Usher. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 44 senators vote aye and 6 senators vote nay.
44 senators having voted aye and 6 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 359 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 370. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration the Senate or the House amendments to Senate Bill 370 recommends the same be concurred.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the bill that revises the Uniform Commercial Code to allow transactions involving digital assets. I'm sure many of you have gotten some emails and other communications the last few weeks about this bill. When we went over to the House, we had a fairly wild hearing. A lot of concern that this was going to create a national digital currency. So in order to alleviate that concern, the House put on a couple amendments. So if you look on page 2, got some language here that says nothing in these chapters may be construed to support, endorse, create, or implement a national digital currency. Then if you turn to page 5, if you go into the definition of money, it says money is a medium of exchange that is currently authored or adopted by a domestic or foreign government. That's old. That's all old law. And then they added in the section that is not in electronic form. And then there was a strikeout of the terms here. Does not include electronic record of medium exchange. So I think these amendments should have taken out all the language that was concerning people about a national currency, national digital electronic currency. So that I'd ask for your support with these amendments.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. When this committee does arise and report after having had in consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 370, that the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, House amendments to Senate Bill 370 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 9. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration The House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 9, that the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gillespie.
Okay, the House basically just tidied this up a little bit on the first page, cut out a few of the whereases. Most of it was fluff anyway. The main intention is still there. Same on the second page. About the bottom part, they took some of the extra stuff out of there, and then they added, and this was a good catch, on the top of the third page, whereas forest management and logging play an important role in the Montana soil and health, including protecting our streams and rivers from pollution throughout erosion prevention. That's what the whole bill is all about. And so I don't, fits right in, makes for a really nice addition. Vote green. Thanks.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Gillespie, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Gillespie, that when this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 9 that recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye. House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 9 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 384. What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 384 that I recommend the same be concurred in. Mr. Chairman, members of the body, first off, to the senator who corrected me earlier, thank you. I didn't realize we could switch it, so always good to learn something. This is the bill that, under this law, Montana residents will have the right to know what personal data entities collect about them, access that personal data. You'll be able to delete that personal data, correct that personal data, port your personal information, revoke consent for the collection of sensitive personal data, and not be discriminated against for exercising these rights. Also has some protections for those between the ages of 13 and 15. Yes, there are other laws out there that people are working on to protect youth in this same category. The House actually dropped the number of, if you're a company with 100,000 customers or more in Montana, this would apply to you. This drops it to 50,000 or more. And with the request of the good senator from the Flathead area, who's looking at down, but was trying to acknowledge him. There's another amendment that was put on this that is excellent. That is, there we go. That is excellent. That says you can use a universal opt-out mechanism. You can click one button and not be tracked everywhere. That amendment is huge. So I am begging you to please do concur with this, because this will make us have one of the top privacy laws for consumers in the nation. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 384 that recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, House amendments to Senate Bill 384 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for Mr. Majority Leader, do we want to pass consideration on Senate Bill 344?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We'll pass consideration on Senate Bill 443 for the day.
Thank you. Then, members, for your consideration, you have House amendments to Senate Bill 487. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 487, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is
a freshman mistake on my part, and thank goodness for the good representative over in the House. She caught it, and it is simply just striking page 1, lines 8 and 9, which we did not even adjust the expiration for drivers, for adult driver's license. So, thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Vance, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Vance, that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 487 that recommend the same be concurred in, as many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye and zero having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 487 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 490. What is your pleasure, Senator Hertz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had House amendments to Senate Bill 490, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I need to find the bill here, my stack. All right, sorry, members. So this bill has to do with an act reviving the legislature's investigative powers when it comes to subpoenas. So there was a couple of changes here on page 3, line 28. So basically what this does, and we need to put some teeth, a little bit of teeth in our subpoenas, so a person who neglects or refuses to obey a subpoena, they can be subject to a misdemeanor. Because we just don't want to be issuing pieces of paper that people can just ignore. And then probably one of the most important items, too, on page 4, lines 3 through 5, if we ever get to the point where this body is a tribunal for an impeachment, which rarely happens, if we do that, we need to make sure we can get all the information that we need if we're going to go to the extent of possibly impeaching somebody. So what this says is a subpoena issued by the Senate during an impeachment proceeding only, it has the same force and effect as a subpoena from a district court in a criminal action. So with that, I would recommend a due pass. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I stated previously on another bill, I am not supportive of creating a new crime, and you know, I understand it is the obligation, responsibility, and duty of the Senate that we would act as a tribunal, but I seriously hope we never get to that point. Let's reject this amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Hertz, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion, Senator Hertz, that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 490 that recommend the same be concurred in, as many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
34 senators having voted aye and 16 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 490 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 375. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chairman, I move that this committee does write a report after having under consideration House Bill 375, Senate Bill 375, that it be concurred in or be passed. Oh, boy.
Senator
Lang. Let me start over. I move that when this committee does write a report after having under consideration the House amendment to Senate Bill 375 that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Thank you very much. You know, most of you, you know I'm from eastern Montana, and apparently the House understands some of our problems out there. We might not have good internet service, and the Pony Express is definitely late, so they've extended this one day that you have to post this notice. So instead of 2 days, it's going to be 3 days. Please support.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 375, we recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 33 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
33 senators having voted aye and 17 having voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 375 have been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 91. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 91, introduced by Sprunger, by request of the State Library Commission, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws providing state aid to public libraries, including certain accredited tribal college libraries, in the definition of public library, extending the termination date for the per capita state aid formula for public libraries, increasing the per resident aid amount, providing a revised statutory appropriation amending sections, and providing effective dates.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 6.
Members, you have before you House Bill 91. What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 91, that the recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is a bill we heard a couple weeks back. It's from the State Library, and it's supported by the Governor's Office, Montana Library Association. What it does is it reauthorizes the state aid to public libraries for another 6 years. Without reauthorization, libraries would cease to exist or get aid and funding. The bill modifies a section of code, and the original bill itself called for an increase in per capita funding from 40 cents to 50 cents. The per capita amount is tied to the decennial census. And one of the other things the bill did was it was offering, it was throwing a couple of tribal colleges in there, classifying them as a couple of tribal college libraries, and classifying them also as public libraries. So it's a good bill that we've heard before, and let's try it again.
Are there amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend House Bill 91 with Amendment HB0091.004.001, signed Senator Small.
What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after... Oops, sorry. Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill Amendment HB0091.004.001 be amended and request that the amendment be posted and deemed read.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So once again, this is the bill got into committee. It took a little hit, and it was they took a nickel off it basically. And what this amendment is trying to do is kick it back up to 50 cents per capita to fully fund the libraries. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the amendment, Senator Glimm?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The little hit that we took on there, we didn't think that they needed a 25% increase, so we knocked it back a little bit in finance and claims. So I would think that 12.5% would be a little more in line. I'd encourage a no on the amendment.
Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, does the amendment sponsor wish to close?
Yes, sir, I'd like to close. So the 10-cent increase we're originally shooting for with it is basically matching up to the inflationary rate, and that's all they're trying to do with this bill, get it back up to the inflationary rate so things will keep running correctly. Thank you.
The question now arises on the amendment of Senator Small that House Bill 91 be amended. As many as are in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 29 senators have voted aye and 19 senators have voted nay.
29 senators having voted aye and 19 having voted no. The amendment passes. Are there further amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Small, do you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 91, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 31 senators vote aye and 19 senators vote nay.
31 senators having voted aye and 19 having voted no. House Bill 91 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 10. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 10, introduced by Hopkins by request of the Office of Budget and Program Planning, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Laws Related to Financing Information Technology Capital Projects, appropriating money for information technology capital projects for the biennium ending June 30th, 2025, providing for matters relating to the appropriation, providing reporting requirements, providing for a transfer of funds from the general fund to the long-range information technology program account, providing for the development and acquisition of the new information technology systems for various departments and the Montana University system, providing an immediate effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 8.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 10. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 10, that I recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Again, this is a House Bill 10 by Representative Hopkins. It comes out of Section F. Which in the other house is Representative Hopkins, Representative Fitzpatrick, and Representative or Speaker Regeer. And in the Senate, it's Senator Cuff, Senator Boldman, and Senator Lang. And if you want to really, the computer's going pretty fast when you do two House Bill 10. It's a long-range information technology program. And I guess when I came here, we had a computer that was very slow, and we got ones very fast, and I doubt in 10 years from now that these will be the real answers either, but we have to do it. It's an IT program. The general fund is transferred into a capital projects account for the IT projects, the general fund and supporting agencies. This amounts to $140 million. Projects and other agencies that are funded by the agency funds. There are 24 projects in this bill. The legislature has adopted House Bill 10, or Section F, with a decrease of $7.2 million, or 3% less than the executive budget. Mr. Chairman, please pass this House Bill 10.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. Question now arises on the motion. Senator Lang, the win this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 10. The same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Weber. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 43 senators vote aye and 7 senators vote nay.
43 senators having voted yes and 7 having voted no. House Bill 10 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 276. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 276, introduced by Malone and others, a bill for an act entitled an act establishing a Farm to Food Bank grant program requiring the Department of Agriculture to establish and administer the program, establishing grant requirements, establishing a grant process, providing preferences for grant awards, establishing reporting requirements, providing a general fund transfer, providing an appropriation, providing rulemaking authority, providing definitions, and providing an effective date and a termination date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 13.
Members, you have before you House Bill 276. What is your pleasure, Senator McCamey?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does, I move when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 276, that the same be concurred. Mr. Chair.
Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, this bill supports families and farms by helping our struggling neighbors and their children to have Montana-grown produce, meat, and milk, and keeping them away probably by so doing from junk food. And it builds relationships between hundreds of pantries, food pantries, and farmers in Montana, and will last far after the funding is ended, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think, and fellow senators, this is a bill that talks about food. And if you know, food is a very expensive project, and we can dream all we want. But in the United States, we have the USDA, which is the safest food in the world, anywhere in the world. We are the safest and the most. If you look around of all the Cisco truck or whatever truck it is that runs around the state to deliver food, there's a big process to getting food to your table every day. Now, I'm not going to argue that my mother's garden was very good, but we live in and I love that food, but we live in a very strong seasonal climate. I think if you'd have planted your flowers that are up and blooming today, they'd be done outside today. This is what happens. I think food in Montana needs to come the way it is. We are doing $1 million to try to create an industry that we do survive in. We do have grain and we have beef, but it serves the world. And I think that this is a very poor way to spend money. If you start a business and you don't have some of your own money in it, you might not succeed. And I think it's this thing needs to go down. Thank you.
Senator Heinbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with the previous speaker. It's amazing to me what we figure out how to spend money on, and I think we should save $1 million here. So let's vote no.
Senator Glimm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We killed it once. Let's put it back to bed. We don't need to subsidize this. Like I said, if the food banks want to make a deal with their local farmer, they can do that. But we don't need to subsidize it.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a different perspective. We have some of the safest food, but we do not have some of the healthiest food in the world. And some people would say we have some of the least healthy food in the world. And in some areas, it's actually food deserts when it comes to nutrition, what we're putting in our body. So I would like to clarify that safe does not equal nutritious. I also spent about a year of my life volunteering at a food bank. And if you saw what it was handed out at the food bank, it was high sugar, corn syrup, and a lot of the drinks. There was a lot of processed food. That was very concerning what was being handed out. Better that than nothing, I concur. But people in need tend to also at times have some of the least nutritional value, which causes many other problems. So, you know, I think that you can argue the policy and the money either way, but I think I have a different perspective that I wanted to share. Thank you.
Senator Gillespie.
Mr. Chair, let me come to the sponsor's rescue a little bit here. There is a good side to this, too. I do have some misgivings about it, and I talked to a lady about them this morning. But, you know, there is a bright side to this. The food that would be going through that is pretty much farm-produced, and it might not be year-round, but at least it's part of the year. And so I think we really need to recognize that. You look around all the farmers markets during the spring, summer, fall, until the weather just gets too cold that it just don't work anymore. But at least we have them for a while, and they are very nutritious. And so I'd say there is a good side to this too. So it's I hate to say it's only $1 million, but in today's world, I don't know. It's worth looking at. Let me say that. Vote your conscience.
Senator Lenz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do appreciate the good feelings that just the word farmer brings up in people. I haven't been a farmer for about 48 years of my life. I do appreciate that very much. But a couple points I'd like to speak to. Senator Zolnikoff touched on, I do not doubt there isn't some high sugars, et cetera, stuff being sent out of the food banks. But research has kind of shown the carrot at Walmart has basically the same nutritional value as the carrot from the farmer up the road. We we care very much about people that need these food programs, but I also agree with the fact that the local food bank can establish those connections with the farmers without us spending $1 million on that. In the prior house, I wrote a haiku associated with this, and I'm going to recite it now. Farmers market ode, a cabbage will save the world, misplaced trust in kale. Vote no, Mr. Chair.
There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do not have a haiku or any such prose to be able to combat that beautiful misrepresentation of what this bill is. This simply does this. It makes an opportunity to be able to support families and support farms and give the kids and the families of struggling families an opportunity to have healthy food at a more available price. This is something that we really need to consider if we want to have a truly supportive system in our state. I can't say anything more, I guess, but no haiku. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator McKamey that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 276, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 28 senators vote aye and 22 senators vote nay.
28 senators having voted aye and 22 having voted no. House Bill 276 has been concurred in on second reading. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, why don't we stand at ease? I think we have a short second agenda, or no, we don't. Okay, I guess we don't. So we'll, Mr. Chairman, I'll rise to report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed vote no. The ayes have it, and motion carries.
Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate resolutions adopted, Senate Bill 53, Senate Resolution 53, House bills concurred, House Bills 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 276, 840, 845, 852, 855. House bills concurred as amended, House Bill 91, passed for the day, Senate Bill 443, House Bill 925, House amendments to Senate bills concurred in, House Bills 144, 151, 169, 195, 219, 278, 328, 359, 370, 375, 384, 487, 490, Senate Joint Resolution 9. House amendments to Senate bills not concurred in, Senate Bills 149, 351. Constitutional Amendment, House Bill 915, failed second reading, but will continue to third reading vote.
Senator Mandeville.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the committee report.
You have heard the motion from Senator Mandeville. All those in favor signify by voting aye. All those opposed, vote nay. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
48 having voted aye and 0 having voted no, the motion carries. All right, we will go to order of business number 9, motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I have some bill referrals here. First, I'll move House Bill 840 by Representative Marshall, revised tax tobacco tax allocation for state veterans nursing homes to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I will move to re-refer House Bill 276 by Representative Malone, establish a farm-to-food bank grant program, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to refer House Bill 352, Representative Barker, provide targeted intervention to support third grade reading proficiency, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to refer House Bill 393, Representative Vinton, establish the Students with Special Needs Equal Opportunity Act, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 549 by Representative Anderson, authorizing establishment of public charter schools, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 562 by Representative Vinton, authorize establishment of community choice schools, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 833 by Representative Barker, establish teacher residency program, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 321 by Representative Rexton, revise laws related to the Cole Trust, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 469 by Representative Brewster, revise taxation of horizontally recompleted wells, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 948 by Representative Steve Galloway, revise marijuana laws regarding synthetic marijuana products, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, move to re-refer House Bill 856 by Representative Regeer, generally revise capital complex and administration laws, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
And then, Mr. President, I have some conference committee reports. Are you prepared to do those as well?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mr. President, I move the appointment of Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 407 and request the House to appoint a like committee.
All right. The President pro tem, well, the President, he appoints Senator Zolnikov chair, Senator Tribus, and Senator Morjo to the Free Conference Committee on SB 407.
Right. Mr. President, I move the appointment of a Conference Committee on Senate Bill 19 and request the House appoint a like committee.
The President appoints Chair Regeer, Senator Usher, Senator Pope to the Conference Committee on SB 19.
Mr. President, I move the appointment of a Conference Committee on Senate Bill 424 and request the House to appoint a like committee.
The President appoints Chairman Mandeville, Senator Cuff, Senator Fox to the Conference Committee on SB 424.
Mr. President, I move the Senate seat to the request of the House and appoint a Conference Committee on House Bill 738.
The President appoints Senator Lang Chair, Senator Heinbaugh, and Senator Lynch to the Conference Committee on HB 738. Mr. Majority Leader, I have one more. Is that on Senate Bill 59? No? Okay. Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I would like to change my vote on House Bill 218. From a no to a yes, this will not change the outcome of the vote on the legislation.
Without objection, Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. Chair, just in fairness, it sounds like we were going to object to all these vote changes. If what's good for the goose, good for the gander here, and I guess we'll go to the board. Thanks.
Mr. President.
Mr. Chair, I rise on personal privilege here, and we were doing really well raising money. So let's go back to it, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
Mr. Chair, yes, we were good raising money, but I also felt we were getting very, very loose with our ability to pay attention to our votes. And it is very serious. Third reading, second reading, we need to pay attention on these. I will not object myself.
Withdraw my objection. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, Senator Usher, can you repeat the bill number?
House Bill 218.
Okay. All right. Any further motions? Seeing none, order of business number 12, announcements. Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Senate Finance and Claims. At 3 o'clock, room 317, we have at least one bill to hear. We may hear some more.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. State administration will meet, we'll have some executive action. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, room 335. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, room 335, State Administration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Temp. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will meet in 10 minutes. And can I be off the record now, the General, for...
You may.
Invitation, or introduction, I mean. We have today in the gallery John Moranzik, who's going to be one of our going to be a governor appointee that we have to approve of. So I just wanted him to stand up and so everybody could see him. He's sitting down from. I know I don't look that good because he's sitting by kind of a pretty close to a cute lady up there. But so,
welcome to the Senate. Senator McGillivray.
Mr. Pro Tem, I'd like to be off the record now, the Journal.
So ordered.
For purpose of introduction. Members, I just noticed that my brother-in-law, Richard Labby, is up in the gallery, so he'll stand.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Local government will meet tomorrow in room 422 at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Senate Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation will meet today. 3 o'clock, be there, one bill. Thank you.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to change my vote. On that day, we had three pages of third reading, April 18th. On House Bill 245 from a no to a yes, and it will change the outcome. The entire board will now be green. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I believe the motion's out. Got to do it within 24 hours.
Senator Olson.
Okay, I had several more, Mr. Chair.
Senator Manzella.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Highways and Transportation will meet at 10 after 3 for three executive actions.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have one announcement. The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 6, that'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, we're going to do House Bill 2 tomorrow. Starting at 9 o'clock, and I guess we'll go until we're done. So with that, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 9 o'clock on April 21st, 2023, the 79th legislative day.
All right, you've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will reconvene at 9 a.m. on April 21st.